The history of the Cold War is still largely studied through its European arena, Western Europe, with the struggles there between West and East forming the major basis of historical inquiry. But that ignores the fact that the bulk of the Cold War's real animosities took place not in Europe, but in the developing world, in Asia, in Latin America, and in Africa. And over recent years, we've begun to see, at last, a large number of studies focusing on these dimensions of Cold War struggles. And I think over the coming years, the Cold War in the developing world, and perhaps especially in Africa, is going to become a major topic of historical research. So it's worth considering what that research might look like and what the story of the Cold War in Africa might actually be. Well, I think it spans all the way from the late 1940s and the anti-colonial nationalist politics of that period right up to the 1990s, when the Cold War's endgame wound its way out in the struggles on the killing fields of Rwanda, of the Congo, of Sierra Leone, and Liberia. And I think to understand that story, you have to see Africa in a global context, intimately connected to the politics of Washington and Moscow, of London and Paris, and of Beijing and Havana. This is world history, then, on a fairly grand scale. And it's a story that I think we can all recognise in some outline, but whose details are cloaked in the typical Cold War veil of deceit, of rhetoric and propaganda. The Cold War was fought in Africa by its principal protagonists, East and West, with an immensely distorting effect upon the world's poorest nations. It's a disturbing history of what superpower politics really meant for the weak of the world. And it's also, I think, a commentary on Africa's present condition. I would argue, I think, quite strongly, that the state of African states in this new century is partly, at least, a product of their Cold War experiences. The investments made by West and East, for example, in African armies in the 1960s and 1970s are simply staggering, vastly outweighing the monies given for development and other kinds of aid, and dwarfing the sums we now discuss in terms of debt relief for Africa. The support for brutal dictators by Americans and Russians alike threw a long shadow too over Africa's politics. Amin, Mobutu, Bokassa, Mengistu, these were all African leaders made by Cold War rivalry and supported by one side or the other. And while African citizens descended into poverty and despair, leaders in Moscow and Washington turned their blind eyes to corruption, excess, and inhumanity that was conducted in their name. So long as their clients remained in place and in power, it seems the Cold Warriors were happy enough to exploit Africa. So, the story of the Cold War in Africa has an important bearing on the way we think about Africa today.